T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, guys, welcome to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts in the studio. And of course, as always here at Hot Rods and Happy Hour, we have our Hot Rod and Happy couple, Smitty and Breezy.
What's up, y'all?
What up, what up?
And then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour, financial analyst slash numbers guru. You guys know him as the Professor Richard Hoskins.
In honor of St. Patrick's Day, what's going on, Boston, Massachusetts?
What?
What's that got to do with St. Patrick's Day, other than the Boston Celtics?
Irish.
Yeah, every time I think about Boston, for some reason, it makes me think about St. Patrick's Day.
I think about people that talk funny.
Oh, Larry the Bird?
Oh, St. Patrick's Day?
No, well, that too. That's slurred speech. But and then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour legal counsel slash all-around cool car guy, Mr. Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
Now, you know, we got St. Patrick's Day coming up. That's an exciting time.
Yeah, them little Irish people.
They're leprechauns.
Leprechauns, Irish people.
They get really, really, really mad when you start calling them little Irish people.
They don't like being called Irish.
Give me my gold. I hated those movies. Remember the Leprechaun movie?
I love the Leprechaun movies.
I like the first one.
They're kind of scary.
You know what I'm saying?
Y'all some women. Ginger.
Y'all some, really?
Ooh. Y'all some women. I love scary movies, period. But the first Leprechaun movie was...
I'm going to eat you, fat boy.
But have you ever went back and watched them
fat.
Again?
I was fat. It bothered me.
Have you went back and watched them again?
No. Nah.
Oh, God.
They're hilarious.
I'm still talking to the psychiatrist about the first time. I don't know if we need to revisit that. Professor, how you feel about the Leprechaun movie?
I don't know, man. I don't really like scary movies, but that one didn't really scare me. I was just like, oh, look at the little guy. I want to pat his head.
Yeah. You know Jennifer Aniston's in the first one.
What?
Yeah.
Before the nose job
that she didn't get.
Shots fired.
So that's
before she got her new nose.
Before she got the new nose.
The new nose. I don't know. I just can't get down with leprechauns. But you know what, though? I tell you what I can get down with. Guys, you know what time it is? It's time for Ponies in the Smokies.
Yes, it Woo-hoo! Is.
I'm excited about that.
I'm so excited.
I'm looking forward to it. This is going to be my first one, so I'm pretty
mine
psyched.
Too.
Hey, nothing like your first time, Professor.
That's right. It's going to be magical.
Well, I won't go that far, but...
Yeah, well, you guys are going to be playing poker at some point, and I'm going to have to find something to do.
One trip
maybe
to
you
the
could,
mountains.
Maybe you can watch Leprechaun.
I think it'll be awesome. Hot Rods and Happy Hour crew on the road in a cabin, doing some crazy things.
Us do crazy things? No, Breezy. No. First of all,
let's not go crazier than no cameras.
First of all, my mother listens. Second, there's got to be cameras there because we're filming. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
And we ain't filming that kind of stuff. I don't want you to even think like that.
Don't talk to Richard.
But there's a third.
Professor.
But wait, there's more.
But wait.
It's also mine and Breezy's 7th wedding anniversary.
Oh, yes, Lord. It is.
I'm going to tell you something. We're going to make y'all sleep in the bunk beds.
So anybody that comes and sees us, you know, drop a good wedding gift off.
We accept cash.
We broke.
We need the money.
We need your money.
I need my $20.
Give me money.
You say wedding gift, though, Kobe, people automatically think they have to give you something.
We're going to end up with 30 toasters.
I tell you what we need.
That's cool.
I tell you what we need to do is I think we need to get the professor to dress up like a leprechaun and hide under their bed. Just like, I'm going to eat you, fat boy.
I don't know how I feel about this. One, I don't think I want to be under their bed. Particularly not dressed like a leprechaun.
We can have them as a leprechaun walking around the show.
That would be a good one. That'd be a good one. Ponies and Smokies is a fun event, though.
I'm so excited. Why don't you tell us about it?
You know what? I think I will.
Okay.
I think I just might. So, Ponies and Smokies is a great event. And I know what you're thinking, like, oh, that's just another Mustang car show. And yes, it is a Mustang car show, but it is a fun Mustang car show. This is the thing about Ponies and Smokies. First of all, the setting. It's in the beautiful Smoky Mountains, and I love that area, especially this time of year, because during the day, it's kind of warm. At night, it gets kind of cool. I love that part of it. But another thing that's cool is these guys really get into this. I mean, they have poker runs, and they run the Tail of the Dragon. And we'll be calling all the drag racing action up there. We're going to be at a drag strip. The name of it has escaped me. But anyway, we're only about 30 minutes away from the Sevierville, where the show's actually held. And we'll be drag racing on Wednesday night.
I'm ready.
I'm so
That's
going
to be fun. Up in the tower, calling the racing action.
It will be a lot of fun. And I heard that they're going to have a, in the parking lot of Quaker State, I guess there's a parking lot adjoined to them, and they're talking about doing some drifting on Thursday.
That would be cool.
Oh, that's going to be awesome.
Yeah, and now down at Quaker State's where the real party starts, and then we'll be having all the music, of course, there and all that stuff, and then we move to the convention center Friday and Saturday. It's going to be a fun show. Got vendors. It's all inside. Got a big show outside. Definitely don't want to miss it. Like I said, if you're a Mustang guy, and you'll see Mustangs there that you normally don't see at Mustang meets. Like, you'll have, you know, the Mustang patrol cars there. Like, fully restored patrol cars. And you'll see Sailings, Roushes, you know, Lightning trucks, Fords in general. SVTs of every variety. There was an SVT Contour there. When's the last time you've seen an SVT Contour?
Those things are awesome.
Like, I literally forgot they made those.
My buddy Rob downsized one when it was new, and first transmission went out at 40 miles.
40?
Yeah.
We didn't even crack the triple digits yet.
By the time that he totaled it, it had, I think, 6,000 miles on it. It was on its fifth transmission, third clutch, and second engine. And it wasn't because it was bad car.
Really? Sounds like he was a bad driver.
We got the good out of that thing.
You know, Contours weren't exactly known for being the most reliable vehicles in the world anyway.
This thing got beat on like you don't even want to know about.
I'm telling you, that's insane right there. You know, but that's the thing about Ponies and Smokies, is you'll see, and actually Jack Roush Jr., the Cat in the Hat's son, is going to be there.
Really?
Oh, that's awesome.
So Jack Roush Jr., how would you like to grow up with that name?
Yeah, that'd be the name to have.
I'm telling you, that's straight up pimping right there.
You think Jack he Roush. Likes Mustangs?
I bet you he does.
I bet he does.
I got a hunch he does. So they're going to be there. Ponies in the Smoky gear. Ponies in the Smokies gear is going to be there for sale. They got all kinds of cool stuff. Cool events. Really, really a fun show. Laid back. And probably going to have about 900 to 1,000 cars there.
Really?
So it's a big event.
I can't wait. I'm excited. This is our first one, too.
And, of course, Hot Rods and Happy Hour playing all the tunes.
I mean, hey.
I'm just saying.
That's enough to ride up the mountain.
We the DJ.
By itself, yeah.
I got a leopard sport coat for this event.
I know you do.
I'm telling you. You're going to put the flat iron in that ponytail.
Oh, boy.
Trying to show out.
I might need to use that for our anniversary dinner. And your truck. Don't forget that.
It's pretty classy. It's pretty classy.
At Perkins.
Oh. I'm going to take you to the Golden Corral.
Going to go to the big boy.
No.
Hey. Good that's stuff. A classy place.
What, Shoney's?
Yeah.
It's got a chocolate fountain.
Golden Corral's got the chocolate pie. Shoney's has the Shoney Bear.
Yeah.
And I think that's the only Shoney's that's still open.
Yeah, I don't mind going to Shoney's. I haven't been there since I was like 5.
Go to the breakfast bar.
Exactly. That's what I'm about to say. Yep. Some cheese eggs.
Those little sausage sticks.
Remember the little steak nuggets things they had?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Lord. I can feel my gallbladder like attacking of it.
I was thinking that same thing. I was like, woo.
I think I need a pill right now. I don't know. Over the break, I got to definitely take a pill. Don't let me forget. I need a pill. But anyway, like I said, Ponies and Smoke is going to be a great time. But you know what? This kicks off our car show season.
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does.
And, you know, I want to talk about car shows, and I want to talk about the importance of car shows, and we touch about it all the time. But I really, really want to harp on this one. And, you know, there's a lot of things that it bothers me about the car show scene.
Oh, yeah. I got plenty.
And this is the thing, is I think we're a wide genre of this group.
Yeah.
And I think we can nip this problem in the bud for everybody that's smart enough to listen to us.
I think so.
All four of them.
All four of them.
Mom included. I'm just saying. All right, guys, stay tuned. We got a lot more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts, of course, in the studio. As always, we got Smitty and Breezy.
Hey, y'all.
What up? Really?
It's hard to be gangster following up that.
Yeah.
It's hard to be hood.
Following Daisy Duke over here.
I'm telling you. And then, of course, we got Hot Rods and Happy Hour financial analyst, the professor himself, Richard Hoskins.
Again, some of these I don't even get, but not here St. Patrick's Day. Big shout out to Chicago, Illinois.
The Windy City.
Yeah, I don't get the connection, but I don't really understand most of these.
Well, you know, Chicago. That's the Googles. Chicago.
Yeah, you know, if you like getting mugged while you're wearing green.
Bye, Chicago listeners.
They stole me pot of gold.
That's why you don't see leprechauns in Chicago. And then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour. You got me all mixed up over here. Hot Rods and Happy Hour legal counsel / all-around cool car guy, Mr. Kobe Miller.
Wow. What's going on, everyone?
Wow.
Wow.
So, first, before we get into today's subject, I have a public service announcement to make.
Can we do the
ding?
Exactly.
I think we should cue the Sarah McLachlan music on this one.
No. This isn't a sad moment. I'm going to give our listeners a mission.
A mission?
If they choose to accept it.
I have my collection is basically I want a cool car from every decade.
Yeah.
And so far, I have knocked it out of the park for 3 decades.
Yep.
Well, I'm looking for my next car. So I've got the 50s with my Ragdoll 56 Chevrolet.
Yep.
I got the 60s with the Boo thing. My 1965 Malibu SS. And then I got the 70s with my 1972 GMC Sierra Grande factory big block short bed.
You said mine. You meant to say our. Mine and yours.
Ours together. Ours together. You just got to cut the ponytail off. It's on the catch.
I will if I can get that title.
So, out of my cold, dead hands. But so now I'm looking for an 80s car.
I want
something cool because the 80s stuff's getting hot now. It's getting collectible.
Very.
And I have done a really good job of inflating the market on C4 Corvettes. So, me being that guy, I need a C4 Corvette.
I agree.
But not just any C4 Corvette. I want, and the professor can back this up, a 1988 35th anniversary C4 Vet.
But
there's one catch. They made 2050 1988 35th anniversaries. If you're unsure what an 88 35th anniversary Vet looks like, it looks like a bottle of Elmer's glue. It's white. It's white on white on white. It looks like milk, and I love it.
It's white on black.
Well, it's got black carpet and black tires.
And a black roof.
And a black roof. It does have a black roof. But it is white.
So it's more like a breezy car.
It's white leather seats, white steering wheel, white everything.
Does that have a white shifter?
No, it don't. It has a black shifter.
It's got a black shifter.
But anyway, they made 2050 88 35th anniversary Corvettes and pretty much was probably one of the most spectacular anniversary cars they ever did.
I think it was the last one that really stood out.
That they put some heart into. Yeah. Like the 93 40th anniversary.
They painted it ruby red.
Yeah, it had emblems on it.
That was pretty much it.
The 88s, and the thing is, these cars were very special to me. Like, I remember when these cars came out and looking at them new as a child.
Yeah.
So, I naturally have always liked them, but now, they only made 2050s, probably the rarest of the C4s.
It's the rarest thing. I think they made more Callaways than that.
Yeah, and this is the thing. I know they made more ZR1s than that.
Oh, God.
Grand Sports is the only thing I'm not 100% on.
Grand Sports, I think they only made 1,000 of.
So that may be less than
maybe
that.
Maybe 1,500.
But the 88 35th anniversary I'm looking for, they only made 190 of. I want one with the Doug Nash 4+3. Only 190 of the 2050 had that transmission. And I want the lowest mileage example I can get. A running low mileage. I don't want something. There's one with 43 miles on it, but this car hasn't ran in decades.
And what are you going to do with that?
I would love to find, ideally, that 15,000-mile car.
Yeah, something that you can put a few miles on without feeling guilty about it.
But
you're not going to put enough miles on it that it's ever going to not be a super low mileage
exactly.
car.
Exactly. I mean, I want that car that I can wipe with a diaper, but I can drive it to Cars and Coffee.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think when you get to the 90s, you need to get a Cyclone.
I've got the 90s.
When you get to the other 90s?
But, so that's what I'm looking for. So I'll tell you what, you guys, I'll be honest with you, I've got Auto Tempest. I have combed the country. There's only one for sale on eBay right now. It's in New Jersey, and it's an automatic. It's a 4+3 car, but it's got like 67,000 miles on it, and it's in New Jersey. I'm not the biggest fan of that.
No.
It's ate up, probably.
Well, I mean, there's no metal in it. That's one upside, but there it does have aluminum. Frame. What else?
There is on the frame.
There's aluminum, but the other thing... Remember, the drive shafts ain't even aluminum in it. It's got aluminum drive shafts and everything in it.
That's true.
The U joints are steel. But anyway, but I went on Auto Tempest, and there's not one for sale on Craigslist nationwide right now.
That's crazy.
That's nuts. And usually you can always find an automatic on there, but I haven't found one at all. I actually searched today. So that's the job. You guys find the links, you send them to me. You send them to the Hot Rods and Happy Hour page, send them to Rob Pitt's IG, whatever you want to send it to. Make sure we get it. That's what I'm sending America out to look for. It's the lowest mile.
Wait. You always get mad at me when I say America. What about our listeners overseas?
If you want to put it on a boat and send it back.
This kind of need to be an American thing, homie.
My trailer don't float on water.
What if you could get a 4+3 export car?
Now that one is going to be even cooler. So we'll give you cool points there. But that's what I'm looking for. That's going to be my ultimate 80s ride. That car screams 80s. Like, literally, you open a glove box and Don Johnson falls out.
You'd almost have to ride around in a sport coat just for that.
Oh, he's got one.
I've got the sport coat.
Oh, I know that. But
it's leopard.
That car has to have a sports coat with it.
I have a sport coat that looks like it needs shots.
It does need shots.
You probably have to take shots to wear it. But you know what I'm saying. But... That's what I want.
You make it real easy there, buddy.
I think America can do it, and overseas. I think they'll do it.
The world. That's what we're looking for. I got a bounty.
To the Hot Rods and Happy Hour listenership, you have been issued a challenge.
Exactly. We're looking for an 88 35th anniversary, 4+3 car, low miles. And if you find an automatic, but it needs to be a freaking immaculate one, I would consider it.
Ooh, I have an idea to sweeten the pot.
What's that?
Whoever finds it, if it's one that you like and you end up buying it, they can be a call-in guest.
I tell you what, I'll do you one better than that. If you find me one and we close the deal on it, I will bring you into the studio.
There you go.
I will get you here, probably on a bus, but I will get you here. And you can be live in the studio.
They can see behind the scenes. They can see the fun stuff. They might quit listening.
Hopefully,
hey, check it out.
Hopefully, you got a sense of humor.
Crazy.
This is the first Craigslist challenge
that we're giving America. Part of. Exactly. Yeah. I love it. Well, I'll tell you what, I don't want to be a part of this commercial break, but we got to stop.
We ain't got no choice.
All right, guys, I'm going to look for 35th anniversary Corvettes, and you need to be too. Stay tuned. We got more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts. And, of course, in the studio, as always, we got our mini trucking married couple, Smitty and Breezy.
What up, what up?
Yo, yo, yo. Wow.
Y'all are so cute.
Oh, Lord.
I know Donnie and Marie is like brother and sister, but that's the vibe I'm getting. Since you both got ponytails, it could be Marie and Marie, but you know what I'm saying.
Through the introduction.
Shut up.
Richard.
Professor. kind of cool. The other day, I was actually in a store, and I had a guy stop me because he says, hey, I ride home with you every Sunday. And I'm like, that's me. And this guy was really cool. And he asked about the professor. It was the first thing he asked about.
Really?
Yeah. Cool. He said, is he really as smart as he lets on? I said, this dude is like a walking encyclopedia.
He is a genius.
That runs on Bud Lights.
Yes.
Well, cool. That's good to
that's
hear.
That's what I'm saying, you know? Well,
in keeping with St. Patrick's Day theme, and again, I don't get this one, how about a shout-out to the home of the great Chris Farley, Madison, Wisconsin? Apparently, St. Patty's Day is a big thing there.
So is cheese.
And it's actually Wisconsin wide. It's the cheese thing.
It's the cheese thing.
It's a cheese state. Then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour Legal Counsel / all-around cool car guy, Kobe Elvis Miller.
Elvis? Okay. What's up, everyone?
So.
He's eating a peanut butter and banana sandwich right now.
With mayonnaise on it. Uh-huh. A fried nanner peanut butter sandwich.
I could go for one.
That just sounds disgusting.
Sounds amazing to me.
You know, it sounds amazing.
Yeah.
You need Jesus. Happy about that, buddy.
I got Jesus too.
Like, I picked the nanners out of my nanner pudding. And you want to eat.
What's the point?
Because I like vanilla pudding. That's why. I like Nilla wafers and Nilla pudding. I don't care anything about the banana part. Just saying.
Ugh, I hate them. I used to play tennis, and you had to eat them in between sets because they have a lot of potassium. Awful, 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 awful fruit.
Just horrible. Just horrible. I ain't a big banana fan. I just don't like it.
The horrible questions going through my mind right now.
I love the tennis star. Richard Hoskins. I can see Richard swinging a club or whatever the hell you call those things, a racket.
Yeah, that used to be pretty good, man.
What have you not done?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Like, we talk about skydiving. Richard's like, I remember what I did.
I'm afraid of heights, man.
I'm telling you, I cannot wait to get the professor in the Smoky Mountains. It's going to be absolutely epic.
Oh, it's going to be epic.
Oh, it's going to be fun.
That one's going to be fun. You tell me you don't want to play in our poker game?
I probably won't play. I'll probably sit in and chill.
Why are you not playing poker?
Come, you'll play poker with us.
I'm not really into playing cards.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
See, I'll make beefy cheese nachos, and we're going to play poker.
I ain't good at it, but I'll play until we lose.
I'm telling you, I just like to play.
I ain't got no money, but I'll steal y'all's. Well,
I'll take your money.
I don't feel my odds are that good.
Man, Professor.
But usually. Richard just holler out Fuji's in the middle of it. We'll be good.
We'll let Professor be the DJ.
Yeah. Now that's a job I can handle.
I'm telling you. Let you work the ones and twos.
You know how we do.
With your cans on.
Gotta have my cans.
Are you gonna be the one walking around with the cocktails and stuff too?
I'm going to be walking around with cocktails without a question, but...
No, I'm serving us with cocktails.
He said for me.
I don't know about that.
Professor was like, are you guys thirsty?
I don't think any of us could take one of Richard's cocktails.
The dilemma that I have is how am I supposed to carry my own cocktail if I'm serving y'all's?
Exactly. He said, I'm developing a thirst over here.
I know.
But you know what? So we're talking about car show season coming up. And I think we need to touch on it. You know, Hot Rods and Happy Hour has a theme every year. And this year's theme is support your local
car show.
You got it right.
Hey, I'm here.
I'm telling you.
I studied.
I'm glad you answered.
If you would have called that wrong, it'd been horrible.
I know.
Support your local city. but this is our big thing, is support your local car show. Let me break it down for you. You know, you got to think about it. Everybody loves these big shows. Like Ponies and Smokies, that's a great show, and it's a fun show. Mm-hmm. But what I'm talking about is these little shows that the fire department puts on, or your local church, or, you know, local schoolhouse, or, you know, anybody just wanting to raise money for a special, you know, event or you know, a charity or something like that. That's a big thing. You know, these car shows raise money for great causes. And a lot of people don't want to go, there ain't going to be that many people there. Well, the reason there's not many people there is because everybody says that.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my thing with it. And, you know, don't just bring yourself. Bring a friend with you. You know, bring somebody that's never been to a car show.
Bring your kids.
Bring your kids.
Bring your kids. Heck, bring a baseball bat. Whatever.
Exactly.
But you know what I'm saying? This is where I'm getting at with this, is you get so many people that are so concerned with these big shows, and these big shows make great money and all that stuff. That's why they can have all this cool stuff. But these little shows are raising money, you know, for a little girl to get a service animal, or they're raising money for, you know, a dance crew to go on a trip, or a marching band, or for, you know, the high school football team to get new equipment.
Or have surgeries.
Mm-hmm. And, I mean, these things are very important. And that's the thing you got to understand. So it's not so much about the crowd, it's about the cause.
Exactly. And
things that touch people very personally.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's the reason you got to support these things. So that's our big thing this year, support your local car show. But... you know, like I said, bring somebody with you. That's, to me, that's how you make the hobby grow. Because if you ever get anybody with any remote interest, they're hooked.
Hell yeah.
This is worse than any drug ever, is car showing.
Yes. And see, the thing with most of these little small car shows is they not necessarily have entry fees, and they don't have trophies and stuff like that. They got a donation box. They got whatever. Feel free to donate more than $1 or $2 or $5, or just show up and walk around and just leave. Donate something, because they're trying to raise
money. Put some bread in the basket.
Exactly. They're trying to raise money for, let's say, that little girl that might have cancer or whatever. I mean, that's what these are about, most of these little car shows.
You know, I have hosted a lot of car shows in my life, and probably some of my favorite car shows are the smallest ones.
The benefits.
Yep. I agree. Yep.
I would rather go to a benefit show and pay somebody $20 to park my truck, sit beside my truck in a hot parking lot with no chance of winning the trophy.
That's what I was about to say. A lot of people only show up for a trophy.
Yep.
And it's not about that.
That's my biggest pet peeve.
It's not about that. It's not about winning or losing. It's about helping the cause and enjoying your car.
Mm-hmm. Go on Facebook. I challenge y'all. Go on Facebook. Find 10 small, look like Rob said, church, fire department, school, whatever. Find 10 car shows. Say you're going to the event. And then sit back and watch the comments. And I guarantee you, 8 out of those 10 car shows, at least 3 people will say, is this just a top 20 show, or are they doing a best of too?
Mm-hmm.
And man, it drives me insane, dude.
Well, and you know, and there's nothing wrong with wanting to win a prize. I mean, there's nothing wrong with wanting to win, but that can't be your sole purpose.
No.
Yeah, because Fred's wanting to live when he's losing a kidney. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. I mean, and you're worried about a $4 plaque, you know?
Well, see, like you guys know my situation with the car show we have every year. This year coming up in April is our 6th annual one, and we spend so much money cooking barbecue and doing all this stuff. And all we do is raise canned goods for the Greenville Food Pantry. I mean, yeah, we raised right at 1,500 pounds of canned goods last year for it. I mean, we could have donated the $4,000 that we spent on feeding everybody barbecue, but that wasn't the point. The point was to have everybody
come.
Well,
it's the fellowship.
And exactly. Music, fellowshipping, having your cars there, hanging out, eating great barbecue.
I like barbecue.
Yeah, you'll have some.
I like barbecue. But how about you, Professor?
Who doesn't like barbecue?
You know I like any kind of food. I'm not picky.
She's like, is it on a plate?
It ain't got to be on a plate. I'll hold it in my hand.
just throw it at me.
Just let me eat it.
But
just toss it.
Breezy gets hungry driving by a cow pasture.
That's
okay?
So true.
She's like,
I don't even bother naming the cow. I'm like, let me eat you. I'm good.
What's his name? Dinner.
This is good. You don't name it.
But, you know, and that's the thing about it. You know, these car shows is supporting them. You know, I mean, like I said, because they're for some great causes out there. And that's what it's all about, is helping these causes. And like what Smitty did, I challenge you. Yep. I want you to go to 10 car shows. And I'm not talking about 10, like I'm going to this one at the beach, and I'm going this one. No, I want you to go to those local car shows. That's where you're going to get the feel right there. I tell you what I feel. There's a commercial break coming on.
Another one already?
Every time. Guys, stay tuned. We got more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts. And of course, in the studio, as always, we've got Hot Rods and Happy Hours. Happy little couple. Smitty and Breezy.
What up?
Hello.
You sound so sophisticated.
I got my work clothes on today, you know.
Sophisticated.
I'm bankerish.
And then we have Hot Rods and Happy, our financial analyst / numbers guru, with his lab coat on, the professor himself, Richard Hoskins.
Big shout out to Tampa, Florida.
The dirty tea.
They have an awesome St. Patrick's party down there.
Oh.
I'll be honest with you. In Tampa, they have awesome parties every weekend.
Yeah, on E Street. Yeah.
You don't need
that's,
no reason.
That's like Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah, E-Town,
you know what I mean?
E-Town down there, that place is happening.
It's Monday. Let's have a party.
Exactly. We woke up. Let's party.
Yeah. We didn't die.
We survived another one. Let's
have
a party.
Number 5. All right, so Tampa was on the list. It was number 5 for the top 10 cities for St. Patrick's Day.
What? All right, and of course we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour, legal counsel, slash all-around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
So now we're talking about car shows. We're talking about supporting your local car show. So this one, I've got one for you.
What you got?
I want to plant a seed while you're out looking for that 88 35th anniversary C4 Corvette. I got something else I want you to look for. I want you to go to a local car show, and I want you to look around. And they're always going to be there. You just got to look for them. First-timers.
First-timers,
yes.
I hate when someone says, I don't go to a car show because I don't know anybody.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you realize what car people do? Like what we do. We shoot the bull all the time. We talk.
All we do is talk.
I met half my friends at car shows.
Yeah.
Yep.
I met my ex-wife at a car show.
Well, that's not probably the best way to, you know, reel them in.
I'm just saying.
Don't pick up women. Look for first-timers.
Don't use it as a tender.
But this is my swipe left. And, but this is the thing. You look for your first-timers at the car show. And, I mean, I'm talking about the guys that have been to car shows before. This is what you need to do. Is you need to make a point to make them feel welcome.
Yeah. Yes, you do.
You know, there's nothing like being the new kid.
Walk up and give them a hug.
Maybe not that so
no,
much.
Not that
Maybe
well
that's
done.
A little over the top.
You know, just talk to
them.
I mean,
I know you're affectionate and all, Professor.
Kiss them on the cheek.
No.
Slap them on the tush.
We're trying to build the hobby, not deplete the hobby.
I remember mine and Smitty's first time.
Do you?
At a car show. Going to a car show. And I remember nobody there talked to us at all. We had no clue what we were doing. We were just walking around looking at stuff. And
did he
nobody,
have a ponytail then?
Huh?
No.
He didn't have the ponytail.
No, he didn't have the ponytail. And he actually didn't have hair on his face either. He was so pretty. But anyway, that's another story. But nobody would talk to us at all. And it was so
Don't
uncomfortable.
Don't worry, Smitty. You're still pretty.
I know.
It was so uncomfortable that way because everybody just looked mad. And nobody was talking. And then we went to another one, and we went to another one. And finally, we started making friends. And there were those few select people that, till this day, we are still really good friends with.
Well, and that's what it's about, though, is I want you to go, and you want to find them. And they're not hard to find, the new guys. No. You know what I'm saying? And you know how you can tell the easiest way to tell? Look at their chairs.
Or shoes.
Exactly.
Shoes and chairs.
Shoes and chairs, yep.
If they've got, like, they don't have the cool bag chairs.
New guy.
New guy.
Mm-hmm.
If they're not wearing Chokes, new guy.
New guy. Unless you go to a Corvette show, they're wearing New Balances.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying.
Unless it's one of the pinup girls, if she's wearing 6-inch heels, new girl.
Yes. But that's the thing. You need to talk to these people and make them feel welcome.
Most of the time, they're standing either right next to their front fender or right at the back of their car. They normally don't leave their car very far.
That's another way, too.
You know, you can just tell. They're right there.
But you know what? Just introduce yourself and ask them about their car, you know, and and that's the thing. I mean, whenever I'm putting on a car show, I'm going to give you a little insider info on this. You know, judging, I call those things.
Oh, yeah.
So guess who wins? Who I won't.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? I don't care what the judge wrote down at the end of the day. You know what? I got the balls in my court now, you know.
But
I'm the man with a mic.
You know what? What really bugs me about a lot of car shows when you go to them, and you know we go to them all the time and we judge them all the time and stuff, it's the person that don't have the huge bank account, that's just getting started and don't have the hottest car.
But that's how we all started.
I know, but everybody that has something like that, a lot of them will walk by their car and kind of make fun out of it or pick at it, or you know, that bugs me.
This is my thing. It's human nature.
I know it
to
is.
To want to pick things. But this is the thing. You can take anything too far.
You can.
And everybody started somewhere. I started with a 94 Mustang GT convertible that was my pride and joy, that was a salvage car that me and my dad fixed, and it was decent. But I thought it was the end-all, be-all, and wasn't even close. But that's the thing. We all got to start somewhere. I mean, we all can't have a Murata.
You got to build up to that.
But you see what I'm getting at, you know? Oh, yeah, and that's the thing. And I mean, and like, you need to make these guys feel welcome because this is the future of our hobby. This is what makes our hobby grow. This is why people come to car shows and come to events. And the thing is, if you make them feel welcome, they start coming back.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Do you remember that young guy with the red 91 Celica?
Yes.
That was a perfect example.
Exactly.
Of that.
Richard came up and hugged him and kissed him on the cheek.
I did. I kissed him on the cheek and I said, bring your car up, buddy.
You
and he
brought
did.
Him there, didn't you?
No. Oh, I was just sitting by my Daytona and I saw him walking around and I said, are you driving that red Celica over there?
Because you need a ride home.
Turned out I didn't blow my engine that night. he said, yeah. He said, I was parked it over there because I didn't want to, you know, interfere with y'all's show. I said, man, go get your car.
Richard starts throwing stats at
you. I remember that. Many, that was so sweet. Yeah.
A week later, he was at Motorfest.
They made?
Because we were in the trailer, and Richard come up. He was stoked about this Celica, and I didn't even see it. And then I looked out the window or whatever, and I was like, wow, that is a pretty nice Celica.
Yeah, it is. And next thing you know, the guy's at Motorfest with
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Having a blast.
Exactly. But that's the name of the game right there. You make them feel welcome. And that's the thing about it. It doesn't matter what you drive. If you drive, you know, a mini truck, or if you drive a lifted truck, or if you've got a C4 Corvette, or if you've got a Murata, or if you've got a classic truck, or if you've got an original car, you've got a rat rod, whatever you're into, even new Challengers, that's fine. You guys can come too. And it's just... But you see what I'm getting at. That's the thing that I love about this hobby. I've got people with new Challengers that I love, okay? That I love. I love to aggravate you guys. I live to aggravate all you SRT, Scat Pack guys.
392 guys.
390, don't forget that. My 392 crew. But but you know what I'm saying. That's the thing that I love about this hobby. And I love it. I love aggravating those guys because you know what? Because every time I see them at a car show, I'm going to aggravate them. And I'm also going to tell them, say, it was good seeing you.
Yeah.
And most of the time, if you aggravate them, they're going to aggravate you right back.
Because that's how guys work.
That's how we work. And that's how the car
that's the reason I make fun. Like when I make fun of Smitty about his ponytail, it's not because Santa Claus is going to bring him Barbie dolls. It's because he's my friend. And it bothers me that he has woman hair. But you know what I'm saying. It's okay.
Eventually he'll get rid
of okay.
It.
It's okay. One of these days he's going to get tired of washing all that hair and let Crystal Gale have it back and be done.
He'll walk in, Breezy, cut my hair.
I'm telling you. I want to have a coming to America here in the studio, like a coming to America haircutting party for Smitty.
Be
like,
We're gonna have the soul glow.
Be like,
he sit down in the chair and be like, that'd be $10.
I have a barber chair.
I'm telling you, we need it. All right, guys, I'll tell you what else we got. We got a commercial break coming up again.
Wow, that was quick.
I'm telling you, story of my life. But anyway, all right, guys, I'll tell you what, I want you guys to stay tuned because we're talking about car shows, all about it, right here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.